Okay, today is the 10th of September, Sunday evening, and you've joined us for the fellowship of the Pineville House Church. This morning, we met with Joplin Sovereign Grace Baptist Church. We had some visitors this morning up there, and also had a good time of fellowship with Michael Smith and his family as well. We want to remind everyone that we are planning a fellowship on the 22nd of October of this year, and the morning service will be in Joplin, Sovereign Grace Baptist Church, and then we will have a afternoon time of fellowship and an evening service here in Pineville. Everyone is welcome to join us, and if you need help with hotel and motel accommodations, you can contact me at 417-393-6990. I'm sorry, 417-393-6990, and we'll be happy to assist you with hotel or motel accommodations. There is a La Quinta Inn or motel or whatever in Joplin. It's like within 5 minutes of the church. Louise Dreves has stayed there. She likes it. It's fairly inexpensive considering. So that's available. There's all kind of hotels and motels. There's Super 8s. There's the lower ends and the upper ends, whatever you want. And then, of course, here in Pineville, there is accommodations in both Fayetteville, Arkansas, Bentonville, Arkansas, Jane, Missouri, Knoll, Missouri. So there's plenty of accommodations around this area. So we would encourage you, if you can, to book your flights early. And fly into Joplin and join us, and then we'll make sure you have a ride down to Pineville, and we'll make sure that if you want to go out on your flights, if you want to fly out, we'll take you to the airport in Bentonville, Arkansas. We'll make sure you have a ride there so you don't have to rent cars and all that. That is October the 22nd this year. We're looking forward to it. And we would really appreciate it if you could let us know if you are going to be flying out so we can make accommodations for your hotel and motels, and we can coordinate picking you up at the airport, and also we can coordinate, how many people are going to be here. We would really appreciate that, so we'll know how to arrange for food and all that stuff. Let's see. Is there any other announcements? That's really all I have right now. I sent everyone out a copy of the Gatsby hymnal, because it's available on PDF, and I sent that out, and I hope that you'll enjoy going through that. We've been working through this, Rosette and I, and it's been kind of interesting working through these beautiful, beautiful, doctrinally correct hymns. So we're going to start by singing, excuse me, should have had you bring some water down again, I guess, but that's all right. I'll use coffee. I might take a peppermint. Yeah. Oh, there's some water. Thank you. Okay. Let's start by singing number 51. It's by a man called Stinnett. I guess it's a man. Hebrews 9:24-28. And 1 Timothy 1:11, the glorious gospel, and this is to the tune, Abide with Me. What wisdom, majesty, and grace through all the gospel shine. 'Tis God that speaks, and we confess the doctrine most divine. Down from his shining throne on high, the Almighty Savior comes, lays his bright robe of glory by, and feeble flesh assumes the mighty death his chosen oath. Upon the cross he pays, then through the clouds ascend to God, mid shouts loftiest praise. There he our great high priest appears, before his Father's throne. There on his breast our name he wears, and counts our cause his own. Okay. Let's see. Let's sing, try to sing 125. This is to the tune of Wonderful Peace. And it's regarding faith in Christ, our sacrifice, taken from Romans 5:11 and Hebrews 9:12. Not all of me,
on Judas' altar slain, could give a guilty conscience peace, or wash away the stain, or wash away the stain.
Okay, I think we've got the wrong song there. We're going to sing it to Wonderful Peace. I am resting tonight, not all the blood of these on Jesus' altar slain. I guess we don't know that one. We tried it earlier.
Yeah.
Let's try a different one. We'll have to practice that one. Let's try 130. Christ is the eternal rock. Crown him with many crowns. Christ is the eternal rock on which his church is built. The shepherd of his little flock. The lamb that took our guilt. Our counselor, our guide, our brother and our friend, the bridegroom of his chosen bride, who loves her to the end. He is the son to free, the bishop he to bless, the full propitiation he, the Lord our righteousness, his body's glorious head, our advocate that pleads, our priest that prayed, atoned, and bled, and ever intercedes.
Let all obedient souls their grateful tribute bring. Submit to Jesus' righteous rule and bow before the King. Our prophet Christ expounds His and our Father's will. This good position cures our wounds with tenderness and skill. When sin is sadly made, 'twixt wrath and mercy strive. Our dear Redeemer dearly paid our ransom with His life. Faith is the full release, our surety for us good. The Mediator made the peace and signed it with His blood. Soldiers, your captain on, domestics, serve your Lord. Sinners, the Savior's love make known, sing Him the incarnate word. The witness sure and true of God's good will to men, the Alpha and Omega, to the first and last, Amen. Poor pilgrims shall not stray, who fright and flee from wrath. A bleeding Jesus is the way, and blood tracks all the path. Christians in Christ obtain the truth that can't deceive, and never shall they die again who in the life believe.
Well, let's see if we can do maybe one or two more before we move over to the other part of the service. Let's try to sing number 30. And this is to the tune, Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die? The soul that with sincere desire seeks after Jesus' love, that soul the Holy Ghost inspires with breathings from above. Not everyone in like degree the Spirit of God receives. The Christian often cannot see His faith and yet leaves. So gentle sometimes is the flame that if we take not heed, we may unkindly quench the sum, we may, my friends, indeed. Bless God that once in fiery tongues camps down in open view. Come visit every heart that longs to entertain thee too. And though not like a mighty wind, nor with the rushing noise, may we thy calmer comforts find and hear thy still small voice. Not for the gifts of tongues we pray, nor power the sick to heal. Give wisdom to direct our way and strength to do our will. We pray to be renewed within and reconciled to God, to have our conscience washed from sin in the Redeemer's blood. We pray to have our faith increased, O celestial dove. We pray to be completely blessed with that rich blessing love. Okay, let's sing one more. Let's see. Let's try to sing try to sing 120, Christ's Compassion. Hebrews 9:15, Matthew 12:20. This is to the tune "Love Lifted Me."
With joy we meditate on the bread of our high priest above.
Wait a minute, I started around.
I was sinking deep in sin.
With joy we meditate
the grace of our high priest above. His heart is made of tenderness, his bowels mound with love. Touched with a sympathy within, he knows our feeble frame. He knows what sore temptations meet, for he has felt the same. But spotless, innocent, and pure, the great Redeemer stood. With Satan's fiery darts he bore, and did resist to love. He in the days of feeble flesh poured out his cries and tears, and in his measures fields of praise were every member his. He'll never quench the smoking flax, but raise it to a flame. The bruised reed he never breaks, nor scorns the meanest name. Then let our humble faith address his mercy and his power. We shall obtain delivering grace in the distressing hour.
Well, let's try the next one there, 121. And this is, I think we sang that last night, though. Let's try something different. Let's see. Let's try. Number 86. This is on Covenant Favors. And it's to the tune of "It Is Well With My Soul." And it's taken from Hebrews 8, 2 Corinthians 1:20, and Deuteronomy 4:31. The covenant of free grace as made with Christ our head is stored with precious promises by which our souls are fed. The solemn oath of God confirms each promise true, and Jesus with his precious blood has sealed the covenant too. It's all our comfort's flow and bond for every fear. May we by sweet experience know how choice, how rich they are. When we think about caregivers, you know, people that care for other people, we see different kinds of actions on the part of those that take care of others. My wife and I have both, in the past, in our early marriage, worked in senior nursing homes and that, and cared for the elderly. And of course, Rosette's worked in multiply handicapped centers, caring for multiply handicapped. I've worked in psychiatric hospitals and mental health centers, and And we see, of course, I worked overseeing foster homes. We see some people that are in it just for the money. They're just for the money that they get out of it. And we see other people that are in it because they genuinely care for people and want to help people. But what about the care that God shows to His people? You know, what was His reason for showering His mercy upon us? What was His reason for showing us unconditional love? Certainly wasn't for money. He owns everything. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. It wasn't to exalt Himself, because He was already God. He was already exalted. It was to glorify Himself through showing His infinite kindness to His people, you know. And so when we see that in 1 Peter 5:7, it says, casting all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you, we realize that this care is an everlasting, eternal care. Because if He knew us before creation, if He foreknew us before we were even born, what magnificent care that is showing to His people. Now, it's true that He has set His love upon us before the foundation of the world. That's what we're told in Romans 8:29. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many, many brethren. So this care, this loving care that Christ shows, was a purposeful care. It was purposed in Christ before the foundation of the world. We're told in Ephesians 1:4, according as He had chosen us in Him before the foundation of the world. And also He purposed to adopt us into His family. You know, having worked in and around foster care and adoptee children and so on as much as I have, I must say that oftentimes adoptive children and foster care children kind of get the back seat to the true bloodline, don't they? You've heard the saying, blood runs thicker than water. Well, it really does. But we were adopted into the family of God and became part of His bloodline. We are of the seed of Christ. And we find in Ephesians that it says that in Ephesians 1:5 that He is having predestinated us under the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to Himself, according to the good pleasure of His will. Do you realize that He predestinated us under the adoption of children to Himself? He didn't predestinate us to adoption just to be a part of some other group. He didn't predestinate us under adoption to be a part of some denomination or some organization. No, He predestinated us under adoption to be a part of Himself. Notice also that He ordained these events. This, we're talking about tonight, about the care of our loving Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the care that He shows to His people. That's what we're talking about. In 1 Peter 1, verses 18 through 20, it says, "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by traditions from your father, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, what was manifest in these last times for you." Wow. That's pretty evident of his loving care, isn't it? His loving care manifested himself toward us even when we were yet sinners. You know, Romans 5:8 says, "God commended his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Well, the loving care of Christ is evidenced by the actions of God before the foundation of the world directed toward his elect. Now, also realize that God's love is a continuing love throughout our lives and throughout eternity. You know, God deals with us as children, and he shows us his continuing care. Hebrews tells us he is able to save, also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. It wasn't just a one-time event, but he continues to intercede for us. He's our high priest. He is holy. He's harmless. He's undefiled. He's separate from sinners. And he's seated in the right hand of God, seated by the right hand of God in heavenly places. The other thing that shows his evidentiary care is the fact that he promises to give us eternal life. That's what he's promised to give us, is eternal life. Not conditioned upon our works, but conditioned on his death on the cross, securing our salvation in Christ. In the 10th chapter of John, he says, verse 28 through 30, "I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. All my Father which gave me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one." What? If that isn't evidence of his continuing care for his elect, I don't know what is. A guarantee, a warranty, that we will always be in him, and nothing can separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ. And even when we stumble and fall, he will sustain us. You know, we're told in Psalm 37, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord." And we are also told that though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. You know? So his care is shown also not only in the eternal life that he gives us, but also the preserving care that he takes care of us in his preserving us. So we need to wait upon the Lord. You know, what did the psalmist David say in Psalm 27? He said, "If I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thy heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord." we can cast all of our care upon the Lord. We're told to cast all of our care upon Him. In Psalm 55, verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Now, we're living in some troubling times, all these hurricanes going on. And I just heard yesterday there was a big earthquake off of Japan. And there's, you know, we've seen two earthquakes, Hurricane Harvey and now Hurricane Irma and everything. So a lot of people have been distraught, haven't they? They've seen all of their earthly goods destroyed in about 10 minutes. But the reality is that God cares for the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. You think He doesn't care about His redeemed and chosen people? And, you know, there's a lot of people that are spend all this time, you know, planning for these hurricanes. I remember back in Y2K, all these people planning for Y2K. People getting these fancy tornado shelters and bomb shelters, living underground and all this stuff. What did Christ say? What did Christ say? Christ said in the 6th chapter of Matthew, I say you take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall He not much more clothe ye, O ye of little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, what shall we drink, wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. Well, this is a firm, resolute promise by Jesus Christ Himself for His people. You know? And so, we're told in Philippians 4, 6, and 7 that be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God, and the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. You know? God is always watching over the welfare of His elect. He's always watching over us. You know, it's true that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. You know, what does He say in the 23rd Psalm? He said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What does He say in the 10th chapter of John? He says, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep, and I'm known of mine. He laid down His life for the sheep. Do you think that if He laid His life down for us, He will not also continue to be watchful and have a caring eye upon us? So we really should cast all of our family cares on Him, all of our personal cares, our financial cares, our health cares, In fact, there's no care that we shouldn't cast on him. The fact that we have such a blessed Savior and God, nothing can arise in our lives that is so terrible and so distressful that we cannot cast it upon him. We don't deserve that kind of care, yet he provides us in all of our anxieties and our troubles and everything else. Now, I want to thank Elder Wayne Camp for a lot of the material I used in this. This is a little article that he wrote, He Cares for You. And I'm glad to know that Jesus does care for us. He sustains us. He's our hope. He's our life. He's our everything. And so let us keep that in mind as we go through our daily lives. Do we have a final selection? Okay, 252. Now this was written by Leon Clevenger, a fellow from up around Kansas City, Excelsior Springs area. He was in the Primitive Baptist Church. Rosette really likes this song. I like the song. Oh, dear pilgrims, are you troubled by the darkness of the way? Do your sorrows and your burdens fill your heart with dark dismay? Do your toils and tears and troubles grieve your heart from day to day? Does your soul in meditation all long to fly away? Then listen to your Savior as he kindly, sweetly calls. Come to me, heavy laden, I will take your burdens all. Come and take my yoke upon you. Learn of me from day to day. Listen to my loving counsel. I will help you all the way. On the road from earth to glory, many pitfalls do abide. Satan often darkens counsel, and the pitfalls often hide. I will lead you on your journey, in your travels here below. I will guide your feeble footsteps through this veil of sin and woe. Thus the Savior gives his counsel to his children here on earth. For he loves each one so dearly that for them he gave his life. Then, oh then, we all should listen to his words so kind and true. Walk with him and seek his presence day by day the journey through. Some sweet day we hope to see him in that home above the sky. Only by his grace and favor we shall see him by and by. Then let's listen to his counsel, for he too has passed this way, and will soon return from heaven then to take us home to stay. Let's sing, finally, 436. 436, I will sing the wondrous story. I will sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me, how he left his home in glory for the cross of Calvary. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory,
gathered by the crystal sea. I was lost, but Jesus found me, found the sheep that was astray. Threw his loving arms around me, drew me back into his way. I was bruised, but Jesus healed me. Faint was I from many a bond. Sight was gone and fears possessed me, but he freed me from them all. Days of darkness still come o'er me, sorrows past I often dread. But the Savior still is with me, by his hand I'm safely led. He will keep me till the river rolls its waters at my feet. Then he'll bear me safely over where the loved ones I shall meet. Yes, I'll sing the wondrous story of the Christ who died for me. Sing it with the saints in glory, gathered by the crystal sea.
I want to remind everyone that we're going to be having a talk shoot tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock Central Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Time. The topic is going to be, what does it mean to rest in Christ? What does it mean to rest in Christ? And I invite all that can to join us. And you can join us either by phone at 744-444-7444 and put in the caller ID number 140414 and your guest number, which is one of the pound sign, or you can put it on your Firefox or your browser, whatever you use, Internet Explorer, Google, Bing, whatever you use. You can just put in Talk Shoe Election, click on that, and that'll take you into the site, and you can then be in our chat room for that. So we hope to see you tomorrow night. God bless.